We will now look at the channel pathway for Shou Tai Yin Fei Jing and Tai Yin Lung channel. Shou Tai Yin Fei Jing arises in the Zhong Jiao in the middle burner. It descends to make a La connection to Da Chang, large intestine, its Biao Li pair. It then reverses, rises back up, travels along the stomach mouth, penetrates the diaphragm, and makes a Shu connection to Fei, the lung. It then makes the lung connections. It then moves horizontally and situates on the underside of the armpit, then descending along the anterior medial arm and descends to the cubital fossa of the elbow. It travels along the lower edge of the radius and enters the radial pulse. It rises onto the fish, meaning the thenar eminence of the thumb, the palm, and travels along the fish border, meaning the border of the thenar eminence, and situates on the thumb's tip. Its branch goes along the back of the wrist, moves directly along the palmar side of the index finger, and situates at the index finger's tip. The channel in pathology may manifest Bi Jui, shoulder Jui or reversal. The Lo Mai, the collateral vessel, its name is said Li Shui. Li Shui means when the clouds part and light breaks through. It arises on the radial wrist, 1.5 sun from the wrist in this space. And the space is between the fleshy divisions superficial to the Jing vessel, the Jing Mai. It moves directly to the palm center where it disperses to the edge of the fish, meaning the thenar eminence. And it branches and goes to Shou Yangming, hand Yangming, the large intestine channel. In excess patterns, we may see feverish palms, and in deficiency, we may see yawning and frequent urination, or even bedwetting, incontinence. The Jingbia, or divergent or branching vessel, branches in the upper arm, enters the visceral cavity in the fundus of the armpit, anterior to Xiao Yin, exits at Chui Pen, the broken dish, or supraclavicular fossa, and unites at the windpipe portion of the throat, uniting with Yang Ming there. And lastly, we have the Jing Jin, or tendon vessel, sinew vessel. It arises at the radial thumb and ties on proximal to the fish, the thenar eminence. It moves lateral to the radial pulse, ties on at the cubital fossa, the elbow, enters the underside of the armpit, situates at Shui Pen, the broken dish or supraclavicular fossa, ties on to the anterior acromion. Above ties on its Shui Pen, the broken dish. Below ties on to the chest center, meaning the intercostals. It disperses to penetrate the central diaphragm. It unites at the lower diaphragm, reaching the tips of the floating ribs. And in pathology, it may manifest Shi Bun, floating rib or hypochondrium tightness and vomiting blood. And already we're at the end of our first channel pathway. I highly recommend getting a book like the Deadman Acupuncture Text or even searching online so that you can see pictures as you listen to these pathway descriptions, especially the first round through. Next, we'll move on and cover the individual acupoints on the lung channel.